we know it's Halloween, but they're always scary when they don't have their coffee. This is Johnny, Holly, and Neera
on 94.5 Virgin Radio.
Thank you so much for having us on. So we're going to do something really fun this morning on the show. We have invited back the psychic medium, Patricia, who is live in studio. Hi, Patricia.
Good morning, Johnny. Happy Hallow's Eve.
You've been practicing for over 35 years. You also predicted that Neera was going to have a girl.
Yes.
And it came true. Thank you, psychic Patricia.
And a beautiful one.
Thank you.
And today we're going to do a seance.
Yeah, we're going to attempt a seance live on the air. But before we do the seance, we need to learn some things from you, Patricia.
And you obviously know what you're talking about.
You are a psychic medium.
It's very important to have a psychic medium in your presence when you want to do something like a seance.
Mm-hmm.
First question, what is a seance?
Well, let me go with the purpose of a seance. A seance is... It's for the purpose of contacting people who have passed away. Mm. So our dearly beloved or others that we want to communicate with. It's a group, usually made of two or three, and we form a circle, and with intention and goodwill, we connect with the other side.
And can anyone come through?
I would say no, because we always start with a protection, a prayer of protection. Mm-hmm. And that is, we ask for the highest, truest, and best, always.
Okay, so that means you don't want any evil spirits coming through.
Exactly.
And we're assuming that you obviously are going to do the protection.
Yes.
Obviously, in this situation.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Because we don't know what we're doing. We don't want to unleash something bad.
So the seance starts, and what's the first thing that you, is it a feeling you get, Patricia, or is it a color you see, or a ghost? Like, how does that work?
It's all the above, but I am a clairsentient, which means that I actually operate through feelings, but there are many clairs.
Okay.
Clairaudience, clairvoyance, clairgustience, clairkinesia. I mean, it's the art of healing or feeling with touch. So it's all of the above.
Okay.
And today you mentioned, you know, Happy Hallow's Eve.
Exactly.
If you are thinking about doing a seance, you know, this has been in the back of your mind, then today would be the day to do it because?
The veil is very thin.
Ooh.
Between the two worlds. The seen and the unseen world.
So this might be a good time to contact someone that you've maybe lost or that you miss. Like, that they could come through, obviously, protection first, and then hopefully you might be able to speak to someone that you've been missing.
Sure. The likelihood is greater at this time.
What's your success rate, Patricia?
Well, it's difficult. It's never 100%.
Right.
But it's close.
Wow.
Yes.
Amazing.
And do people just contact you?
Yes,
and
my
website.
Say,
okay, Patricia, your website, readingsbypatricia.com. They say, you're a psychic medium. I would like to do a seance. And that's the first step?
Mostly people who contact me want a one-on-one
first. Mm. Okay.
They've lost a dearly beloved and a loved one, and they want me to be the filter or to the channel, the energy.
Okay.
And once you have contacted the spirit and they're present, is it... Can I talk to them, or does it have to be through you? Like, how does that work?
It's through me, and they always impart a message that is relevant to the seeker.
So maybe today, like, somebody will come through for one of us, or, like, I know that we can maybe even do, like, a celebrity that's passed.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
We have an idea of a celebrity that we would like to contact, you know, that passed on, and it was at an older age. So we thought maybe we could now get prepped up and then we can maybe try and do that in a few minutes.
I have a quick question. So do you read auras? Like, do you look and see something around somebody and you're like, oh, that's color means something?
I read energy fields.
Okay.
And that is an aura.
Can you give us a quick energy reading in this room right now? Like, are we good for a seance? Or?
I would say absolutely.
Did you guys just feel that,
though? I felt it as soon as I walked in the room.
And right now, is it just me or is it all of a sudden ridiculously cold all of a sudden? All of a sudden, super cold
in
here.
Well, I turned the heat down.
That is true.
I was hot.
No, I know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get prepped up. Patricia's going to stick around. We're going to get to a seance next on Virgin Radio.
Johnny, Holly, and Neera.
Happy Halloween.
Johnny, Holly, and Neera.
This morning, we're doing a seance. Our psychic medium, Patricia, is here with us. Her website is readingsbypatricia.com.
Yes, and we have the mood set. We have a candle. that has been lit. We have incense, frankincense incense, and now we shall dim the lights.
Okay. Patricia, what does the frankincense and the candle do before the seance here? Is it, it sets it up?
It cleans the room. It cleanses the room of any unwanted energies, and it keeps the communication pure.
As I leave.
It smells really nice.
Like, she's floating out of here. Bye, Holly.
No, it smells really nice.
It smells amazing.
All right, so
it
does. We're going to do our seance this morning.
Yeah.
And we've decided to pick a celebrity that's chill because we don't want to contact somebody that's... I don't know, like, we didn't want to make it really sad.
Yeah.
You know... We handpicked this person.
We did, because also this person was presumably contacted by his exes yesterday. The veil is very thin right now because we're around All Hallows Eve.
Right, the portal.
The portal is almost open. So we thought we would connect with Hugh Hefner because his exes, Holly and Bridget, tried to contact him yesterday. So we thought maybe he's still around. Maybe he's hanging out. Hugh Hefner.
Are you there? No, I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, Patricia,
you're in charge.
What do we
do now? Well, if you want to start the seance, we can do that now and see if his energy does come through.
Okay, let's do it.
So,
I mean, anything can come through, right?
Okay.
It's possible, yeah.
Everybody try and connect.
Should I close my eyes?
Okay, what we do is... Normally, with a group of people, we hold hands, and because we can't do it in this room, I would just ask that you put your right hand on your heart.
Okay.
And that way, you know, your intention is set that we want to call in the highest, truest, and best here so that only the energies of light comes through. And with respect to the celebrity that you've asked for, I don't know a lot about him except the obvious, but... Yeah. I feel that this was a very complicated person, somebody who was highly creative. And I feel that the reason why he would be attracted to this circle, this energy right now, is one, goodwill. Two is that the whole aspect of broadcasting and the media would be very appealing to him.
Oh, he'd love that we were talking about
three, there's a lot of women here.
A lot of women. A lot of beautiful women.
Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Patricia.
Yes.
Amen.
Playboy, yes.
And a beautiful man.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, he's coming through to say that he... embarked on something that was fairly dangerous in that he opened up portals, I guess, or avenues where a lot of people, especially maybe religious types, would not agree with his perspective about the whole notion of allowing women to, you know, women's bodies to be explored the way that he did in the magazine. But I feel that it's interesting. He is saying that he didn't always get it right. Wow. And a lot of his focus in life was perhaps on the wrong type of stuff.
Mm. You know, he may have gotten distracted along the way.
Very much.
It's outfits.
You think?
Exactly.
He lived a very comfortable life, though. Like, he had a lot of options. And
lots
he always
of robes.
And pajamas, yeah.
Lots of good robes.
Yeah, he had a comfortable life. You're right. Mm. Interesting.
Well, Hugh, thank you for your message.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Patricia... From a vibration standpoint, is there anything else that has like come through for you?
Your friend Richard was here as soon as I walked in the studio, and I understand he passed away recently.
Yeah, he did.
And
yeah.
I feel he is surrounding you, enveloping you with white light. Oh. So he's coming through with a lot of love and affection for you, and he thanks you for standing by him at the end.
Oh my, that's
so sweet.
He suffered quite a bit at the end of his life.
Yeah, he had cancer, yeah.
He appreciates all your efforts to keep him comfortable.
Aww.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you so much.
I hope he gets to hang out with Hugh Hefner. Like, I hope he's wherever he is, he's having a good time. Happy Halloween.
Vancouver's number one hit music station, 94.5 Virgin Radio.